Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trending Election News Fake Updates.
I guess Nightmare on Trend Street.
Nightmare on Trend Street is a good one. Freddy's dead. Freddy's dead.
One of the good ones.
I don't know. Or Trumpy's dead. Nightmare on Trend Street, Trumpy's dead. We're just going to workshop this live, and that's going to be the whole episode.
Yeah,
that's
thanks, cool. Guys, and that's been us. We've been running on fumes the last few days. Woo! Thanks for bearing with us.
I'm Jack. That's Miles.
Yes.
This is what is happening on Thursday night, Pacific time. Also, Thursday late night, Eastern. Yeah. Still have no call as of yet, even though it seems like Nevada is callable and Arizona has been called by the typically conservative AP. So, you know, I feel good that
every called. Other indication. There was one, I think Forsyth County or something in Georgia, where it was like a very red area where there were some mail votes coming in, and when they came in, Biden was winning the mail vote, even though he was getting blown out in the day of vote. So like indicators like that, you're like, the math is against this campaign right now.
Right.
So, I think
we know there's fraud.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. There's like, it's wild. Cause like just watching the 538 update, like live blog, they're having to, every time they say something good happens for Biden, they have to like come in and be like, but okay, so we're getting a lot of pushback there, people thinking that that's suspicious, but we just have to explain that's actually not suspicious, that Biden just got a whole chunk of 100% Biden votes, because sometimes they report all one candidate at a time. But it's just like, you know, they're shook because the QAnonization of the entire reality infrastructure.
It all kind of blends one into the other, really. Like,
yeah.
I mean, should we talk about this press conference or even what QAnon's talking about first? Because it all kind of works hand in hand at a certain level.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the press conference I didn't even watch not because I chose not to. I have it recorded in case you tell me that it's worth watching. But I had to.
It's unnerving. It's unsettling for sure, because he goes up there and again, like, low energy. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to lie, put your fucking chest into it. Like, if you're going to act like you're somebody stole something from you, you're like, I don't know, I guess they stole something from me. Like, you'd be like, yeah, these motherfuckers, they're robbing me blind. But he doesn't have the energy for it. And he goes out, I mean, somebody just lied his ass off the entire time where, you know, most news outlets were just like, okay, we're going to cut in here because this is bad. And I think most people were like, you're doing that now. Only when we're on the doorstep of ushering this fucking asshole out that now you decide to actually call it what it is or interrupt, like when we're people have been screaming about that for fucking 4 years. Anyway,
I'm very suspicious that in the same way that Facebook only pulled QAnon content off of Facebook, like when it started looking like Biden was going to win, I'm suspicious that these networks are now like, oh, he's not the president anymore. He can't tell us what to do.
Right.
But that's when they get brave, is when it looks like he's not going to be president anymore.
Yeah. And that's when you have fucking Anderson Cooper with his like petty ass take where he's like, it looks like an obese turtle flailing. I'm like, dude, shut up. Like, really? Come on. Like, dude, there's so many other things you could do to be much more insulting than to just be like,
be a bad, like, turtle. Take like, guy on Twitter. Off.
Anyway.
And but stop all that making to say, fun of his appearance, guys. That's,
yeah,
that's
there's so many
legitimately not our best.
Make fun of his voice and how dumb he is. So yeah, this press conference full of everything. It was the greatest hits. He just started off by saying, "If you count the legal votes, I win big time. But then if you count the illegal votes, they can steal the election, and that's how they'll steal it with the mail." And it's like, and he said that it was very low energy again. When it's like, oh, you're really saying that? Okay, and then. You know, just to be clear, in case you have to break it down for somebody in your family or friend group, there are no fucking new ballots that are appearing. It's not like there's these things that are popping up and like, oh, shit, hey, man, will you look under your couch cushions? Hold on, you got 17,000 Biden votes in there? That's not what the fuck is going on. They are having to go through a backlog of votes that still need to be counted in a year with record turnout on top of, mind you, states like Pennsylvania putting in these dumbass regulations before the election saying, oh, you can't count shit until the day of.
Yeah.
So it's all been intentionally
slowed up. That would ruin the surprise.
Yeah.
Like,
so
what is the possible explanation for not counting the votes ahead of election day?
I don't know. It really doesn't make sense, but they did it and that's where we're at. And now they want to act dumb about it when they're like, well, what's going on in there?
They're telling us how many votes aren't counted yet, too. It's like they're saying, okay, there's 250,000 votes left, and then they tell us
and
once
you see
they
that
count
bar
them.
Fill in, like getting closer. Now we're at 98%, not quite there.
And then suddenly I'm losing
votes. Is a lot, yeah,
yeah.
So he then went on and said the polls were actually a form of voter suppression, when it is in fact he and his party who engageth in the voter suppression, but saying that like, oh, you know, Biden was going to show that, you know, it was just going to blow me out. So that's actually acts as voter suppression because, you know, why are they going to, they got it all wrong, completely wrong. It's like, but first of all, when you won, sir, you were tap dancing on every pollster's grave as well. And you weren't being like, that was voter suppression. You were like, they got it wrong. But in this time it's like, so anyway, I think the lack of continuity to any of these arguments just make it really hard, even for like the most devoted people to be like, yeah, right. It's just more like, we love you, man. I don't know what you're saying, but
don't let him get to you.
I'm going to kind of tune it out because it's kind of like watching your dad get pantsed in front of everybody and he can't get his pants on. So, you know, then he said the media, Democrats, fucking tech companies, he wrangled all into this, have been like fabricating a reality in which he is losing.
Didn't he specifically like bring up specific polls? Wasn't he like Quinnipiac?
Yeah,
I don't know shit.
It's like, okay, thanks, sir. And just again, you know, when he sort of went on to talk about all the lawsuits and how it's just totally partisan and things like that. Just so you know, right, there are always campaign observers allowed to look at the vote counts. That's never been contested. The lawsuits,
and they have been looking at them.
Yes. The lawsuits that he's filed in Pennsylvania and Michigan weren't about that they weren't allowed to enter. It was they were getting to the minutiae of how close can the observers stand to the people who are counting the votes?
Mm-hmm.
Being like, well, we got to be able to fucking smell their neck hair to know if they're crooked or not. So that's why the one in Michigan was thrown out and the Pennsylvania one was dismissed because like they were like, this is dumb. Like, what does this even mean? Because we're not arguing that you don't have access. We all have access and we're agreeing both parties, both campaigns are agreeing to a number of observers that can enter. And when that happened, they're like, okay, you're done. Please leave my court. Thank you. And just count the votes.
Yeah. Katie Golden had a good tweet. She put it in these terms. She said, this is fraud. I went to the grocery store and my bill was $10 at first, and then they just kept adding to it. By the end, they charged me over $90 for my groceries. They just kept finding kid cuisines to, quote, charge me for that I had, quote, bought. It's just like, yeah, man, that's how it works, dog. Like, that's, we're counting the boats. Kid cuisine is great.
Did you fuck with kid cuisine when you were kid?
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Kid cuisine, I'd hate to just take this podcast on a tangent, but I have to. Fucking loved that penguin, man. That was like, I remember I had to beg my fucking mom to buy this because she's anti-frozen food because she's, you know, rough and tumble from a post-World War II country. She's like, we didn't have microwaves. She's like, chop some wood so we can steam some rice. Yeah. I remember the first time I got it, it was the worst fucking meal I had, but I was so fucking happy to have my goofy little spaghetti dinner.
Just something about that novelty. I don't remember having a single good one of those. They were all so bad. There's like a brownie
in it, and you're like, this is like, I think this is just like pine tar for like a baseball team.
This is the worst of everything we've ever had, and yet I will still put it in my veins.
Yeah.
It's like Lunchables.
What are you
the Lunchables of dinner?
What else is happening? What else?
What else?
Just good cuisines.
So QAnon. What's going on with QAnon right now?
No. Okay, so we talked about Greg Gutfeld and how he was like, "No, my dad's a cop."
And you think he's gonna come back as not back the president?
He's gonna have a double album.
Really fucked.
And he's going to go 3X platinum and show Lady Gaga who's boss. And then Tom York will actually list Donald Trump as an inspiration for all of his songs he wrote with Johnny Greenwood and Radiohead. So they're going on some other shit. They're basically, they've quite possibly won the award for most pliable brain in terms of having to make sense of what is shaping up to be a re-election loss for Donald Trump. Mm. They're on some, and I hate to slander the Sixers, but they're on some trust the process type shit. Where they're actually calling it trust the plan. That's like their mantra throughout everything. It's like, no, don't worry, man. Trust the plan. Trust the plan. Don't worry if Trump is verifiably losing a vote count. Trust the plan. Now, buckle your fucking safety belts, because this is sort of the thinking that is happening in Q world. So in this version of reality, the Department of Homeland Security, this is not what's happening. This is what the QAnon believers are talking about. Mm-hmm. DHS is actually making it look right now like Democrats are winning in order to bait them into committing more massive fraud, and then they will catch them, aha, and then the gulags, yada, yada, yada. Now, what do I mean by that? Now, they're saying things like, this is from a person who's a really cool QAnon follower. Shout out to Robin Panacchi on Wonkette for writing this up. They're saying the fake pipe bomber provided, that's Caesar Sayoc, the MAGA van guy. They call him the fake pipe bomber because they believe that was a deep state smear job just to make Trump supporters look bad. That's it. It was just to make them look bad.
And not just because he sent bad pipe bombs that he thought were pipe bombs but weren't good enough.
Yeah, they're like, oh, which local pipe bomb makers union was he part of? So he's going on saying that provided context to flood Broward County with DHS operatives that have had ample time to forensically mark every pre-printed ballot and set all video surveillance systems in place within Broward County voting office. Imagine using a Palantir AI in conjunction with FISA warrants and Trump's 9.12.18 executive order to legally cross-reference social media profiles, texts, and calls of illegal voters swept up by FISA unmaskings.
You don't have if to we tell me to imagine cell that. Phone it's already up. There, it's all happening in my brain.
So they're saying, okay, mind, I'm pretty sure Caesar Sayoc was, I think it was 2018 when that shit went down.
Yeah.
So these ballots have been they knew Joe Biden won the primary in how far in advance were these pre-printed ballots that somehow Department of Homeland Security is in charge of? I don't understand.
It's so frustrating because the lies they tell are the one. It is like the person who lies, just like who's addicted to lying, like pathological liar. They just like can't stop themselves because they tell lies that like can't. Like, my 2-year-old is here. Bo,
there you go. Come on in, special
you
come correspondent.
In and say hi. The show was scary that you were watching.
Oh.
He's being babysat by the TV while we record. Bo, you wanna say hi?
And yet, and you put One American News on, Jack. Way to go.
There he is. But yeah, the pathological liar playbook of just like telling lies that like don't, it's impossible to get away with them. Like people are going to know. Like,
yeah.
Miles is entertaining my boy
with giving you serious,
amazing hand gestures.
I'm doing like some cool finger tutting. You know what I mean?
Just yeah, yeah.
Ooh, how do I make it look like a flame,
these guys, huh? Look at these guys. But yeah, it's so frustrating how easy it is to disprove this. And like in 2 weeks, they'll just be on to the next thing.
Well, yeah. And then, so the other thing is, other people are talking about how, again, Department of Homeland Security, they've controlled official ballot production. The Democrats, their plot is that they've printed extras, but they didn't realize that Department of Homeland Security is using non-radioactive isotope watermarks on official ballots. So then basically what they're going to do is they're going to count all the ballots and then go, oh, actually, just one more thing really quick.
They're going to Columbo them.
Let's put the light on the ballots and now separate the bullshit ones from the real ones. And right. That is when they feel that the hammer is going to come down. And
duh, obviously.
We'll reveal Trump total ownership of the nation or some shit like
that. Right. I guess that's why they have to do it, is because their conspiracy theory is that Trump is secretly on top of all of this. And
right.
He's going to, like, it's always going to be a thing where he like pulls the wool out from over our eyes and reveals that he's been playing 12-dimensional chess the whole time and he's owning us. So that's why they always have to tell these lies where it's like just pushing it off further and further into the future.
It's wild. And like even on 4chan and like some of the screenshots here about saying, and like this is how they're talking. They said basically saying, you will cheer, you will holler, you will post your stupid frogs, you know, like the fucking memes and shit, saying it will be a Trump landslide. But you don't fucking realize this was to make it fair for the Democrats. We arranged things so the Dems can lose gracefully with the illusion of it being close. Why? Why do you think? So no more riots.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, yeah, we'll be on the lookout for that, Greg.
Yeah, because, yeah, I don't know. Okay, so this is what's going on. Buckle up, y'all, because if this is where they're going, I don't know what you do when, like, you know, because like, it gets more and more ridiculous when now right. It's like, oh, yeah, he left office so he could be powerless over everything in the government because he's gonna go back to the lab and come back in 2024 with his like super book of evidence. It's really something
he
else.
He wants us to let our guard down, obviously. Just a wild conspiracy theory I just came up with is that QAnon is actually a left-wing conspiracy. And this is actually something that was covered on Q Clearance by Jake Hanrahan. So they're doing this to give people always something to look forward to so that they don't like start killing people. So they're like, no, wait, it's the plan is coming through. And then finally, when Trump's out of power, they'll just be like, you dummies.
You idiots.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love that. It makes sense.
Great.
It seems like something like a really brilliant troll job.
Right.
And then they'd be like, no, that's not true. Like, I actually know who Q is. It's not that guy who knew everything and showed us how he had arced it out from the beginning or was just improvising on Twitter.
Right. Steve Bannon is trending. We talked about his motto of flood the zone with shit. But he is flooding the zone with some very, very aggressive advice.
Yeah, he is just on his YouTube, you know, fucking stream show saying fucking nonsense. I'm just going to play this beginning part just so you can understand what the state of Steve Bannon's mind is. Mind you, this is another person who is in legal jeopardy, who was probably hoping that a second Trump term would get pardons. So this guy is also, he's got his back against the wall as well. But listen to him. He's actually already thinking of the future and Trump's second term and how he can do it, you know, when he takes his second term in January.
And that's the second term. Second term kicks off with firing Ray, firing Fauci. Now, I actually want to go a step farther, but I realize the president is a kind-hearted man and a good man. I'd actually like to go back to the old times of Tudor England. I'd put the heads on pikes, right? I'd put them at the two corners of the White House as a warning to federal bureaucrats. You either get with the program or you're gone. Time to stop playing games. Blow it all out. Put Rick Grenell today as the interim head of the FBI. That'll light him up, right?
And then they go on and be like, we used to hang people for being traitors, is what his co-host says, who I don't know who that is.
Very cool. Very, very cool.
So it's bubbling up on that side. The rhetoric isn't being sort of toned down. And I think when you couple that with where Trump's head is at, where the QAnon stuff is going, and now Steve Bannon, it just paints an awful, awful, awful picture.
Sorry, my 2-year-old has some thoughts. Saying that he heard Bannon's theories, and he said it's scary. That's what he's saying.
That makes it's just a sage-like wisdom from this young man.
And then
he's a young child
crashing a toy train into the side of my computer.
There you go, like Trump's campaign.
Exactly.
I mean, the other thing I want to say, right, for Trump, for all this complaining he's doing about voter suppression, sir, you completely eroded the faith in mail-in ballots for your base with all this shit that you were talking this entire time.
Yeah.
And a lot of the punditry on the right and left both saying, like, typically mail-in ballots can be very stable sources of pro-GOP votes.
Right.
But with all this, you completely shook people up. They didn't know what to do. And now now they're seeing, like, it's, I think that's where it's bearing out in the, like, now that we're getting to the mail-in ballots, that, oh, wow, the Democrats completely went all in on that and were conscious of that. But meanwhile, there's a bit of a cooling on that. It's all a lot of fingers being pointed.
Yeah. I mean, the mail, using the mail, stamps. These are some of the oldest old person shits in the world. Like, of course, it should be a Republican thing. And he blew it. He blew it.
And all this goes along with, you know, with Steve Bannon getting mad, Trump getting mad, obviously blaming Fox. I had to watch One America News because I'm like, that's the alternative right now. Because if you're watching Fox, like, they've called, like, you know, they're saying he won Arizona. And that's been, like, the most contentious thing this entire election on the right is, like, why did Fox call Arizona when it shouldn't have been? This is completely ridiculous. One America News is now, like, putting Fox clips on and being like, let's hashtag get real for a second. And there's, like, dragging Fox News. They have James O'Keefe on from Project Veritas, who's obvious just huckster loser who can't come up with a single real thing if his life depended on it. And he, like, showed a clip of how he called a post office and was like, I hear that you were changing the dates on the postmarked items. And, like, the person just hung up on them because they're like, dude, I don't have time for this. We're counting
votes.
See,
they knew we were onto them.
That's exactly what he said. He goes, oh my God, did you see that? They hung up. And then the guys on who were playing the clip in the news desk on One America News were like, oh my God, so, oh wow, that says
you're
onto
something.
Yeah. And they're like, thanks to these whistleblowers, we're actually getting a picture and we can see. And they're saying this shit like, don't let these people steal the election. That's what's coming out of One America News right now. So
it's honestly like having somebody like the end of America is going to be that half of the country thinks wrestling is real is essentially like where we're at.
Yeah.
And like they have their own station where everything is covered as if wrestling is real. And they will die on that hill. Like almost literally,
it's just
hopefully
like,
not literally.
Right. But then like, you know, it's like that movie. It's funny because James Woods is in it. Videodrome, the Cronenberg movie.
Yeah.
Where like they're talking about, like reality will all be experienced through the TV screen for many people. And that will be taken as what's real. And if you have the ability to not discern fact from fiction or you're so, you know, your ego or your worldview is so fragile that you can't bear to watch anything that would challenge that. You're going to very quickly just resort to things that are comforts that might not necessarily reflect reality. And that's where you start to see like the real fucked up part of, you know, what these next couple of years are really going to look like.
Yeah. Just going back to the point he was making about like polls being voter suppression. Like I feel like that's kind of the opposite. Like polls and the whole like mainstream media apparatus is the thing, is like his entire reason for existing. That's the reason that he exists, is because they are incapable of appealing to and like so just awful about even conceiving of the reality of the people who actually support Trump.
Yeah. What do you think? What's Bo say?
What are you saying, Bo?
Here, you want to talk into the mic?
C doesn't start with car. Does car start with C? No. Okay.
Nailed
well,
it.
See, we're working our own theories over here.
Yeah, exactly. We got I like that. Bowenon.
Bowenon. No, he's a blood, actually. So he...
Oh. That's why I was like, nah, don't start. You mean a bar. Driving a bar, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow.
Like on the math, Trump is cooked, right? Like we can call it. The Daily Zeitgeist can be the first media outlet to call.
I mean, yeah, if we're going off math, I would say that there's no, everyone's shook to say it, but I think, but that's the thing is we've known, I think a lot of people have just known this, like all the data has been in front of us to be able to like, oh yeah, this isn't going to go in the wrong direction. I think it's just about what's this man going to do? He's out here now saying like up is down is up. He still has nuclear launch codes. He can still cause a fucking, you know, international incident to try and who knows what. But I don't know. That's when it gets scarier because you're now we're in the phase of like, what are the actual limits now?
Yeah.
Because it looks like he knows, you know, it's time.
But it does look like Biden's going to win Pennsylvania comfortably based on the, you know, where the votes are coming from. And he, you know, the AP says he won Arizona. Everybody else thinks he's definitely going to win Nevada. So like, yeah, we're calling it, guys. You can stop refreshing every fucking 5 minutes. Yeah.
But I guess the thing is, it's almost that not even like, is he going to win? I think the other part, I think there's still a leftover anxiety is like, but then what?
Yeah. How's Trump going to respond?
I'm about to read this New Yorker article by Jane Mayer, that's just basically outlining all of the ways he is in trouble when he becomes a citizen.
Right.
And I think that's what kind of makes it freaky for me to think about, because you're like, that's right, dude. He has like, I mean, just look at 26 accusations of like sexual misconduct, like estimated 4,000 lawsuits.
Oh, yeah.
Like while he was in office. Like what? Yeah, I don't know what the fuck I would do if I was a con man and my, you know, magical shield was about to just turn to fucking nothing.
Yeah, we need to make sure that he doesn't flee the country. Because like the second he loses, which will be amazing.
I'm surprised he's not like that wasn't a hologram in the East Room.
Maybe it was. Maybe
yeah,
it was.
Right. Joke's on you. I'm with Steven Seagal. Come fuck with me. He'll fuck you up.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for this Thursday night. Congratulations on defeating Trump. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully it will officially be called by
there's something works by then. Even saying that feels so fucking like
I don't know. My magical thinking tells me not to say it, but my brain thinking tells me that
and
we can.
And Bowenon knows it's true. You know
Bowenon
I mean,
so. Knows. Bowenon's yeah. been saying.
Let me know
Trump
if there's
doesn't
another
start
bow
with
drop.
T. Trump, yeah. Like, that could actually be a cue drop. Trump doesn't start with T, suckers. All right. That's going to do it. We will be back tomorrow with a whole ass episode. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Stay inside. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bo, anything to leave them with? You want what in that? Sand in that? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You heard it here first. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.